Here's a look at your KLAM News for this Saturday afternoon. Absentee ballots for the November 6, 2018 general election are available as of Monday, October 8th, in the auditor's office at the Plymouth County Courthouse during regular business hours of 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday to vote in person. Absentee ballots may be cast in the auditor's office until Monday, November 5th, as of 5 p.m. Absentee ballots to be mailed to voters must be requested in writing. Forms are available at the Plymouth County Auditor's Office or at www.co.plymouth.ia.us under Online Services and then County Forms. Absentee ballot request forms can be mailed to the Auditor's Office at 215 4th Avenue, southeast of Lamars, Iowa, 51031. Voters may contact the auditor's office, and an absentee ballot request form can be mailed to the voter. Voters requesting an absentee ballot to be mailed to them must have the request form to the auditor's office no later than 5 p.m. on Saturday, November 3rd, as that is the last day that absentee ballots can be mailed to voters. The auditor's office provides the postage for all absentee ballots returned by mail. Ballots must be postmarked prior to midnight, November 5th of 2018, the day prior to the election, or can be delivered to the auditor's office before the polls close at 9 p.m. on November 6th, 2018, which is, of course, election day. And if you wish to absentee vote in the auditor's office on Monday, October 29th through Monday, November 5th, and are not registered to vote already, you will be required to complete the EDR Election Day registration process at the auditor's office prior to casting your absentee ballot. The Election Day registration voter registration process requires a valid photo identification and one form of proof of Plymouth County residency. Examples of proof of residency can be a valid Iowa driver's license with your current Plymouth County address, a utility bill, a cell phone bill, residential lease, bank statement, paycheck, government check, vehicle registration, or tax assessment. The Lamars Community School District's Lorenzen and football field and track will close to the public beginning on Monday, October 22nd, as the stadium renovation project gets underway. The facility will remain closed until completion of the project scheduled for August 1st of 2019. In the meantime, indoor walking will be available at the middle school and high school. Lamars Community High School will again be hosting College Night, scheduled for Monday evening at the Carey Gymnasium beginning at 6 p.m. College Night offers area students and their parents the opportunity to visit with different colleges and universities all at one location and one time. Lamars Community Guidance Counselor Judd Copperwood says that the event is free and will feature many of the region's colleges and universities.
We'll have around 50 different colleges and military organizations that will be represented. It's a great event that's free for any local area high school students and their families. If they'd like to come out and meet with any of these college or military representatives that will be here. And like I said, it's a wonderful event for kids to learn more about the college process as well as some of the fields that they're interested in going into someday.
Copperwood says that the registration process has been made easier for students who wish to gather information from several higher education institutions.
Basically, when we host this college night, we are asked to get students registered at a website called gotocollegefairs.com. That's G-O-T-O, collegefairs.com. And it's pretty self-explanatory. Once you get into that website, there's a link for students to register. They enter all their information, you know, at this site after they've created a username and password for themselves. And once they enter the information there, they are given a barcode, and they can either print the barcode or have it on their phone. And then when they go around to the different colleges, the colleges can access their barcode and have all sorts of information just at their fingertips. So it makes it easier for the students and for the colleges to gather information about every student.
Copperwood says that students and their parents from around the area are welcome to attend College Night. He says many parents may have questions regarding available financial aid, student loans, and scholarships.
They can certainly ask the representatives from different schools, you know, about some of those questions they might have. We do have other individuals that we contact and work through, especially through the Iowa College Access Network, when it comes to financial aid and, you know, scholarships, the FAFSA, things like that. And people like that will not be at College Night, but we can certainly get people in touch with someone from Iowa College Access Network. These are college representatives, though, who could speak to students and families about that process, you know, maybe more specific to their school or how their school operates with in regard to financial aid and scholarships.
College Night will feature representatives from two-year community colleges, four-year private colleges, four-year state universities, and many of the military service branches. Quilted Memories will be the theme of a walking tour of quilts planned for 2 p.m. Sunday, October 14th in the Plymouth County Historical Museum Study Hall, the setting for the Vintage Quilt Show. Margaret Henrich, the quilt show chairperson and museum volunteer, will lead the walking tour of 107 quilts in the study hall. This will be the final day of the Vintage Quilt Show on October 14th. Unusual stories lurk around each corner of the quilt show. Many of these stories will be told during the walking tour of quilts. Following the tour, refreshments will be served. The museum consists of five floors, all handicapped accessible. No admission is charged at the museum, but a free will donation is always welcome for the continuing operation of the museum, housed in the former Old Central High School. And that is a look at your KLEM News for this Saturday afternoon.